Well, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says U.S. Treasury has turned into a war room against Iran. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the remarks in a meeting with workers and laborers in the Iranian capital. He said Washington seeks to trigger insecurity in the region and provoke the Saudis to pit Muslims against one another. Ayatollah Khamenei noted that the enemies continue to confront Iran through economic pressure. He said if certain regional countries are wise enough, they will not lock horns with Iran or they'll be defeated. Iran's leader underlined that the Persian Gulf and West Asia are, quote, our region, adding that it's the U.S., not Iran, that must leave the region. Activist and Islamic scholar Shabir Hassan Ali joins us now from the British capital. And Mr. Hassan Ali, welcome to the program. Walk us through the key comments made in this recent address by leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution.
Well, I think what we have to understand is what Imam Khamenei is saying is also reinforcing what he made this year for Iranian people, which is the year of domestic produce. It's well known that, as Aga Khamenei said, that America is attempting and it's manipulating people, immature people like bin Salman and others, to constantly provoke and generate sectarian strife. I mean, Saudi Arabia has been the pioneer of sectarian problems within the Muslims for pretty much its entire existence. And now it's sort of moved it up a notch, while at the same time given this veneer of being, in inverted commas, moderate. So when Aga Khamenei says that America is attempting to provoke Saudi Arabia against Tehran, this is actually very true, because right now in Saudi Arabia you have an imbecile running the show. You have a demented individual, so-called King Salman, who really doesn't remember what he had for breakfast. But the real power in so-called Saudi Arabia, or Zionist Arabia, is his son, bin Salman. And this guy is a complete puppet of America. Just very recently, he was all over Hollywood. He was all over the Zionist bankers and other such organizations in America. He spent billions of the money of the Arabian people on weaponry that his army doesn't know how to use. They've been engaged for over 3 years in a futile campaign against Yemen, where, you know, they are massacring people on a daily basis, but have yet to achieve even one of their war objectives. They attempted to do the same in Syria and Iraq through their proxies, Jabhat al-Nusra or Al-Qaeda, and so-called Daesh, and they have failed over there. So now they're moving against, they're attempting to get Saudi Arabia to move directly against Iran and against the Islamic resistance in Lebanon, which of course they will fail in. It would be a very big mistake for Saudi Arabia to push this on. We know now through WikiLeaks that Saudi Arabia was responsible in part for the 2006 war. And that ended very badly for the Zionists, and it didn't help the Zionists in any shape, way, or form. Yes, many Lebanese people were killed, but ultimately, the Zionists achieved nothing. They gained no territory, and they had to put their tail between their legs and run away because they couldn't withstand the resistance force of Lebanon. Now, they want to try and do the same thing, but this time they want to go after the daddy. They want to go after Iran. This is just stupid and immature, because if they are unable to withstand Hezbollah or even Hamas, which are, by comparison to Iran, small organizations, what chance on earth do they have with Iran? They're not going to. Iran's army is battle-hardened, firstly from the eight-year war, secondly from its experience in Syria through advising and all of this. And the only way that Saudi Arabia and the United States and Israel think that they can curb this Iranian threat is to constantly place economic sanctions, constantly put pressure on people in Iran. Of course, with this year being the year of domestic produce, if the Iranian people, and I'm sure they will, are taking on board what Imam Khamenei has said, this again will blunt the entire blow, because if the produce is local, then Iran doesn't need to worry about the sanctions so much, because they're self-sufficient. But America will keep trying, and this is the nature of America, And this is why Ayatollah Khamenei says very clearly that it's not Iran that needs to leave the region. Iran is part of the region. It's America that needs to leave
Sure.
and go back to its little island.
Thank you, sir. Shabir Hassan Ali joining us from London.